Chapter 45. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. The Upside-Down Theory. We've now seen numerous examples of the system Hashem has created to keep us connected to Him. Rabbi Yerachem Levavitz takes it a step further. This eye-opening idea might be defined as the extreme Upside-Down Theory. Rabbi Yerachem asks, why do we have parents? The obvious answer would be survival of the species. Without parents, there would be no children, no new generation. Humanity would be finished. We might further conclude that since we have them, we ought to respect them. After all, they gave birth to us and raised us. However, Rabbi Yerachem says that this is backwards. God wanted us to perform the mitzvah of respecting our parents. Therefore, He gave us parents. We could have been hatched from eggs like chickens or even picked from trees like apples. Even amongst mammals that give birth to their young, newborns are able to stand up and run within a few days. Why do human babies need to be carried around by an adult and cared for years? Hashem made us dependent on our parents so that we would be inclined to perform the mitzvah of respecting them. Every phenomenon that exists in the world is only there as an instrument by which the Torah can be fulfilled. First came the Torah. There was no world before it. The evolutionists who think that there could be a world without a Torah are missing the point of creation. The humanists who think that as long as humanity exists, they might as well adhere to the ethics that ensure a civil society are also missing the point. Everything was created for the Torah. It is the blueprint. The building cannot come before the concept and design. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva was asked by a king, why are you giving poor people money? It's like bringing food to someone a king had in prison. If he wanted him to be fed, the king would feed him. If God liked poor people, He would give them money. Rabbi Akiva answered that Hashem made some people poorer so that the wealthy people could earn merit by giving tzedakah. People are poor because the Torah commands us to care for them. We cannot fulfill the mitzvah without poor people and wealthy people. Furthermore, the Maseilas Yesharim says that our challenges and tests point us towards the purpose of which we have come into the world. If someone has a financial challenge, his task is to work on his emunah, simcha, and bitachon. How could he work on these qualities if everything were perfect? His situation was custom designed for his personal growth. This recalls the hard luck cases that sometimes come to our door. People come from Eretz Yisrael with all sorts of trouble. Why must they travel far from home and go door to door telling people about their troubles and asking for help? Why can't Hashem just help them directly? The answer is that they are here just for us to give tzedakah. Thus, when an opportunity comes to us, we are supposed to recognize it for what it is. They have been sent to give us Uskos, upside down. Now we have to understand this idea, and sometimes it takes a while. We have to marinate on this idea and get used to this idea. But the truth is that everything we do, everything that exists, is just to bring us closer to the Torah's way, the Torah's lifestyle. It brings us closer to Hashem and Hashem's lifestyle. So we realize that literally, the mitzvah was there first, and then the other parts are put there. It helps us connect, helps us have the talk, and that Hashem knows exactly what's perfect for me. I may not realize it. I may not understand. I might be totally upside down in this situation. But once I understand that Hashem created things to build the relationship between me and the Torah, to build the relationship between me and Him, so then I can realize the proper way, the true way to live my life with every single aspect in it.